Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 6th chapter of Hilchos Trumos. In this parak, the Rambam will discuss who is allowed to eat truma and who is not, and what the penalty for eating truma is if one is not allowed to consume that truma. Halacha Aleph. Truma utrumas meiser, ne'achelas lekohanim, ben gedolim, ben ketanim, ben zecharim, ben nekevos, heim, bavdeyem, haknanim, ubehemtam. Truma gedola and trumas meiser are able to be eaten by kohanim. This is true whether the kohanim are adults or whether they're minors, whether they're male or whether they're female. And it includes the kohanim themselves, as well as their slaves and their animals. Shnei Amar's Pasuk says, "V'kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo." When a kohen acquires a person, a slave, as a acquisition, a monetary asset, so then, just as they're able to feed the truma to their animals, they're also able to feed it to any other acquisition of theirs, including a slave. Eved kohen shebarach, v'eshes kohen shemarda, hari elu ochlin. The slave of a kohen who's run away, or the wife of a kohen who's rebelled against him, they are still counting as kinyan kaspo of the kohen, and therefore they are able to eat the truma. Halacha beis, truma shel Torah ein ochel osa el kohen yuchas. Biblical truma is only able to be eaten by a kohen who we have definite proof, we know precisely who they are, what their lineage is. Aval kohani chazaka ochel betruma shel devarim bilvad. However, kohanim who we assume are kohanim based on a presumption of ours, but we don't have the same degree of proof, in that case, they're able to only eat truma, which is rabbinic in nature. U'truma tahora, bein truma gedola, bein truma smaiser, bein shel Torah, bein shel devarim, ein ani tenas el kohen talmud chacham. Truma, which is pure, whether it is referring to truma gedola or truma smaiser, whether it's biblical or rabbinic in nature, is only given to a kohen who is a Torah scholar. Why? Because it's forbidden to consume truma, which is impure. And all people who are not Torah scholars are under the presumption of being impure, because they're not familiar with the intricate details of purity and impurity. Accordingly, with regards to truma, which is impure, that can be given to any kohen one wishes. Halacha Gimel. Yisraelish in this is the kohen. Afilu ketana ba shalosh shanim yom echad, tocha betruma b'chaz v'shuk. A girl from a regular family of the Bnei Israel who marries a kohen, even as a young girl, just 3 years old in one day, is already able to consume truma. This is also true with regards to other gifts that are given to kohanim, such as the breast and the thigh of a carbon shlamim, which are given to the kohen. V'din Torah shetocha omishnes arsa, sherei hi kinyan. Now, on a Torah level, she should be allowed to eat these things already from the stage of betrothal, because at that stage, the relationship has been established. However, the rabbis created an enactment that it's forbidden for her to eat until she's fully married. Because there's a concern that if she receives truma from her kohen husband on one level, but not fully yet, she might take it and give it to her father, to her brothers, while she's still just betrothed and living in her father's home. Halacha Dalet. Chereshes v'shota sh'nesis l'kohen, ena ocheles b'truma, afilu hesia avia, gzeira shema yisa cheresh kohen, chereshes v'achilena. A woman who is deaf-mute, or is not mentally competent, who marries a kohen, is not able to eat truma, even if she's married on a biblical level because her father has married her off. Why not? Because there's a concern that maybe somebody who's a deaf-mute kohen, who marries a deaf-mute woman, will then allow her to eat truma. And in that case, she can't be biblically married to the kohen, and therefore she's not allowed to, on a biblical level, eat truma. And therefore, in order not to distinguish, Chazal instituted that a woman who is deaf-mute, who comes from a family of non-kohanim, is not able to have truma at all. Hazar asr lechol trumos. Somebody who is not a kohen is forbidden to eat truma. Anybody who's a foreigner, a non-kohen, is not allowed to have these sanctified items. This is true even if he was working as a hired hand of the kohens. Shnei Ma'ariv's pasuk says, "Toshav kohen v'sachir lo yochal kodesh." The pasuk explicitly excludes such an individual from having these consecrated items. Toshav ze sachir olam. Now, what is a toshav? That's somebody who's been hired permanently. Sachir ze sachir shanim. That's somebody who's been hired just for a number of years. Ve'evet ivri hayu ketoshav v'sachir. As for a slave who's Jewish, as opposed to one who was non-Jewish and is now quasi-Jewish after having immersed in a mikvah, having a bris milah, and accepting upon himself the mitzvos. And Eved Ivri, who's a full-fledged Jew, he has the same status as a toshav or a zachir just described. The Kohen has Eishes Hazar, Harihi Kizar, Shneemar, B'chol Zar, Bein Hu, Bein Ishta. And a girl who herself came from a family of Kohanim, but married a non-Kohen, she counts as a non-Kohen fully, as the Pasuk says, anyone who is not a Kohen, whether it refers to him or his wife. Halacha Vav, Zar She'achol Truma B'zado, Bein She'ayat Tameh, Bein She'ayat Tahar, Bein She'achol Truma Torah, Bein She'achol Tameh, Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, Shneemar, Umesu Bo, Ki Yechaluhu. If somebody is a non-Kohen and willingly, knowingly consumes a truma, despite realizing that this was forbidden, in that case, whether it was truma which was impure or pure, whether he himself was impure or pure, it doesn't make a difference. He'll be liable for death through the hands of heaven, as the Pasuk says, and they shall die for it for having desecrated it. And one will also receive lashes for having consumed it, if there were proper witnesses who had warned him. However, one will not pay for that which he has eaten, because you cannot have both lashes as well as a payment obligation. If somebody consumed it inadvertently, then he gives an extra 25%. As the Pasuk says, when a man will consume this sanctified item inadvertently, they'll add on this extra fifth, which again, in our terminology, means 25%. Halacha Zayin. Ubas Kohen Kisiel Ish Zar. He betrumas hakachim lo zochel. Shnei inyanim michalu b'lav zeh. The Pasuk says that when there's a daughter of a Kohen who marries a non-Kohen, so she should not have any of this sanctified item, the truma. And there's two things which are included in this. Number one, she'imti ba'al asurla, patiaset zona ochalala, kamoshi rai behelchos isuri bia, harihi asur lechol betrumos lo'olam, kitin kol chalal she'achalo kizar lechol davar. If a woman has relations with somebody who's forbidden to her, and she therefore becomes qualified as a zona or a chalala, as was explained earlier in the Mishnah Torah, then she is never allowed to have truma, as is the halacha with regards to anybody who is a chalal, because a chalal is considered a non-Kohen with regards to everything. V'imti nasi l'Yisrael, harihi asur lechol b'muram min ha'kachim, shehu chazav eshok l'olam, aval pi shegirsha omis. And if she was not somebody who had acted illicitly, rather, she had married somebody who was a non-Kohen, then in that case, she's now forbidden to have the items are lifted from, literally, the karbanos and given to the Kohanim, referring to the Chazan Shok, forever, even if she ends up getting divorced or widowed from this non-Kohen. Hachas, ava truma ocheles achar shegir shai Yisrael omes. Regarding truma, though, she is allowed to eat once she's been divorced from this non-Kohen or he dies. Im lo hiniach ben mimena, assuming that he had not had any son through her. Shneim Arz Pasuk says, Ubas Kohen gitia almana grusha bezera ein la veshava el beis avia kinureha milechem avia tochel. As the Pasuk says, when somebody who is the daughter of a Kohen becomes widowed or divorced, and she doesn't have any children, to be clear, when we said son above, it means whether male or female offspring. So then she goes back to her father's home, as she had when she was younger, and then she's able to have the bread of her father, i.e., she's allowed to have truma once again. Halacha Tes, B'yesh Shmuel Lamdu, we have learned through our Mesorah Milechem, lo kol lechem, from the bread, but not all the bread. Chozer is he the truma, lo lechaz v'lishok. And that's where we derive that she's able to go back to having the truma, but she can't go back to having the chaz v'lishok. Halacha Yod, lo ha'kohen is bovad, el afil levi of Yisrael, sheniv lo asur la, now, the idea that if somebody has relations in a way which will define her as a zona, then she's forbidden to have truma forever, that's true even to a girl who was from a family of Levim or from Yisraelim, regular members of Klal Yisrael. And this is even true if she ended up having a child born to her from a Kohen. That doesn't lock her in as having been a Kohen. Therefore, if a woman was taken captive, she's not able to have truma, even though she claims that she hadn't had relations with any of her captors. However, any captive woman who is believed to say that she is still pure, she hadn't been defiled, or that she is permitted to her husband because there was some witness, then in that case, she is believed to also eat truma. A woman who committed an act of bestiality, she slept with an animal, so she does not become disqualified from the kahuna, and therefore she's still allowed to have truma. Halacha Yud Beis. Yisraelis sheish lazera mikoin, ocheles bishvil bina, bein zachar, bein akeva, vafilu tumtum vandrogonus, vafilu zera hazera, atzov kololam, shenemar, bezera aimla. A woman who is a non-kohen, who had a child from a kohen, is able to eat truma because of that child, whether the child was male or female, even if they had indeterminate gender, such as a tumtum who has neither sign, or androgynous who has both signs, or even if it's not quite the child who's still alive, but some descendant of that child, all the way down, that will still enable her to have truma. As the pasuk says, and she has no descendants, that's when she loses this ability, but if she has any descendant, then she is still able to have truma. Halacha Yud Gimel. Kishem shezer Yisrael mikohenes posel osa, kach zera kohen Yisraelis machal osa, v'aval pi shu zera posel. Just as a child born from a regular member of Klal Yisrael can make a woman who had been a daughter of a kohen be forbidden to have truma, so too a child born from a kohen can make a woman who was the daughter of a regular member of Klal Yisrael be allowed to eat truma, even though the child we are discussing is invalid. Ketzad, the Rambam is now going to illustrate what this means. Bas Yisrael shenisis l'kohen, o kohenis l'Yisrael, v'yoldo menu bas, u'bala bas mishu erva alav, o shenisis l'mamzer u'mesah bas, v'harei ha'mamzer kayim, ha'yse aim imo bas Yisrael l'kohen tocha b'truma, bas kohen l'Yisrael lo tocha. Let's say we have a case where there's a daughter of a regular member of Klal Yisrael who married a kohen, or the other way around, a daughter of a kohen who had married a regular member of Klal Yisrael. And then, from her husband, she has a daughter. That daughter now has relations with somebody who's an erva to her, or she marries a mamzer and has a child, and she dies, but her child, who's also a mamzer now, is still around. In that case, if the mother of this mamzer had been a regular member of Klal Yisrael, who had had her child from a kohen, in that case, she's still allowed to eat truma. If she had been the daughter of a kohen who had married a regular member of Klal Yisrael, so then she can still not eat her truma. Halacha Yud Dalet. Halamata shehi ocheles b'shvil zara, v'afal pi she'osu hazer posel afilu ein Yisrael. What emerges, therefore, is that we see that the mamzer's grandmother, if she was the daughter of a regular member of Klal Yisrael who had married a kohen, she's still allowed to have truma. And the other way around, if she had been the daughter of a kohen who had married a regular member of Klal Yisrael, she still cannot have truma. And this is true, even if the child is somebody who's invalid, who has some problem, as was just described, and that's to say that even if they are less than the level of a regular member of Klal Yisrael. And it goes without saying then that if she had had a daughter from a kohen, even though the daughter had married a regular member of Klal Yisrael, and even if she had become a chalala, in that case, the mother is still able to have the truma because of her daughter, who's invalid to having truma. Halacha Tesvav. Kiyotzi bo, ha-kohenes she'ina ocheles mpnei zara, shemi Yisrael, afal pisha oso azera kohanim. And the same applies as well with the daughter of a kohen, who's not able to have any truma because of the fact that she has a child from somebody who is a regular member of Klal Yisrael, even if that child ends up being a kohen. Ketzad, the Rambam is now going to illustrate this. Bas kohen, shenisis l'Yisrael, v'yoldu menu bas, v'hocha bas, venisis l'kohen, v'yoldu menu bein, hari ze roi lios kohen gadol, machlas imo, v'poselas aim imo, v'afal pi shemesa imo, v'zos omeris, lo kiven biti kohen gadol, shu poslani minatruma. Rambam illustrates as follows. If there's a daughter of a kohen who married a regular member of Klal Yisrael and then had a daughter, in that case, if the daughter marries a kohen and gives birth to a son, that son might even be able to become the kohen gadol, and he'll help his mother have truma, but he makes his grandmother unable to have truma. And that applies even if the kohen's mother were to pass away. And therefore, the grandmother can state that, don't be like my grandson, the kohen gadol, who prevents me from having truma, which is amazing paradox and strange situation, but nonetheless true. Halakha Tes Zayin. Ha'eved eino poso mishum zera ve'eino macho. Somebody who is a slave is not able to make somebody be forbidden to have truma as a descendant, nor are they able to make somebody be able to have truma as a descendant. Okay, so let me now illustrate this. Kohenesh nesis l'Yisrael, or Yisraelish nesis l'Kohen. Ve'yoldu menu bein. Ve'alach ha'bein v'nechbash ala shivcha ve'yoldu menu eved. U'meis ha'bein v'harei ha'eved kayim. If a woman who is the daughter of a Kohen married a regular member of Klal Yisrael, or the daughter of a regular member of Klal Yisrael had married a Kohen, and then had a child through him, a son, and then the son goes and has relations with a slave woman, a maidservant, and sires a child through him, who is a slave, and then that son dies, and all that remains is this slave. Ha'isa im aved shel eved zeh bas Yisrael l'kohen lo tocha b'truma. Ha'isa bas kohen l'Yisrael tocha. If this mother of the father of this slave is a regular member of Klal Yisrael who had married a Kohen, she is no longer able to eat truma because of the existence of this slave. And if she was the daughter of a Kohen who had married a Yisrael, she is still allowed to eat truma because this slave cannot do anything. She'ein zeh zera, because this slave doesn't count as a descendant. She'avadim ein lahem yichus, because the slave does not have lineage in the sense to now translate back to her not being able to go back to her father's home, or going back to her father's home in the sense that she's able to or not able to have truma. Lach yud zayin. Bat Yisrael sh'nisis l'kohen, umeis. V'lami menu bein, v'chazra v'nisis l'Yisrael, lo tocha b'truma. If there was a regular member of Klal Yisrael who had married a Kohen and had a child through that Kohen, and then the woman died, and then she goes and remarries another regular member of Klal Yisrael, in that case, she's not able to eat truma. The fact that she's now married to somebody who's a regular member of Klal Yisrael makes her lose out on the fact that she would have been able to eat truma because of the son who she has from the Kohen. Meis Yisrael, v'la mimenu bein, lo tocha b'truma mimei b'na shem Yisrael. If that regular member of Klal Yisrael then dies, but she has a child from him, she's not able to eat truma because she has a son from this second husband, this regular member of Klal Yisrael. Meis b'na Yisrael, however, if her child from the regular member of Klal Yisrael dies, ocheles b'shvil b'na harishon, then she is able to go back to eating truma because of her first son, the one she had from the Kohen. Lach yudches, bas Kohen sh'nesis l'Yisrael, v'yesh lo menu bein, v'chazer v'nesis l'Kohen, tocha b'truma. If a daughter of a Kohen had married a regular member of Klal Yisrael, and she has a son from him, and then she goes and marries a Kohen now, in that case, she's allowed to have truma. Meis, v'lo menu bein, if he dies and she has a son from him, tocha b'truma, she's still allowed to have truma from him. Meis benami Kohen, if her son from the Kohen dies, asur lechol b'nei benashim Yisrael. Then, just as we saw in the previous halacha, it goes back to the first child, and therefore she's forbidden to have truma because of her son from the non-Kohen. Meis benami shem Yisrael, if her son from the non-Kohen then dies, chozer l'beis avia kinurah, then she goes back to her original status of having been a daughter of a Kohen, v'ocheles b'truma lo b'chaz b'shok. And thus, she's able to have truma, but still not the chaz b'shok, as was described above. Halacha yotest, the final halacha of the parak, one more case. Bas Yisrael sh'nisis l'Yisrael t'chila, v'yesh lo mimenu bein, v'chazer v'nisis l'kohen, ocheles b'truma. If the daughter of a regular member of Klal Yisrael had married a regular member of Klal Yisrael first, and had a child from him, but then he had died, and she had gone and married a Kohen, in that case, she is able to eat truma. After all, she's married to a Kohen now. Meis lo mimenu bein, if that Kohen husband dies, the second husband dies, but she has a child from him, ocheles. In that case, she's able to still eat truma, b'nei b'na ha'achron, because of this later son, her second son, the one from the Kohen. Sherei huma achila kamo she'achila aviv, because he is able to enable her to eat truma just as his father had. Have a wonderful day.